In this bulletin, the New South Wales Parliament passes gun and protest laws prompted by the Bondi attack. Russia launches large-scale attacks across 13 regions of Ukraine. And in cricket, Pat Cummins to miss the remaining tests of the Ashes series. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. The New South Wales Parliament has passed laws aimed at limiting protests after a terror attack in a marathon session that ran into the early hours of Christmas Eve. The laws come in response to the Bondi attack and prevent protests being authorised for up to 90 days, potentially across the whole state, after the designation of a terror incident. Opponents of the laws have announced a constitutional challenge, arguing they violate the implied right to political communication, and that's a position shared by the Greens. Earlier this year, laws prohibiting protests near places of worship were found unconstitutional, and Greens Justice spokesperson Sue Higginson has told Parliament it will happen again.
We ran into these same limits with the Places of Worship Bill, which was struck down. The court held those laws explicitly targeting apparently genuine demonstrations or protests rather than disingenuous protest or assembly are at inherent risk of being unconstitutional. Such bills are unconstitutional because they do not seek to properly limit criminal behaviour arising from protests. They target the protests themselves.
Gun reform laws also passed through the Parliament after days of sometimes heated debate. Meanwhile, a police officer injured during the Bondi terror attack has woken up for the first time after being in a medically induced coma since the shooting happened. The family of Constable Scott Dyson says he's undergone surgery almost daily over the past few days. In a statement shared by the New South Wales Police, the family says while there's still a long way to go in his recovery, it is a positive sign that he has woken up. Probationary Constable Jack Hibbert, who was also injured during the attack and lost vision in one of his eyes, has been discharged from hospital. Families of both police officers have thanked the public for their support and asked for their privacy to be respected. Former Liberal MP for Higgins, Kate Allen, has died aged 59. In a statement on social media, Dr. Allen's family says she died in peace, surrounded by family, who said she was deeply loved. Dr. Allen served as the member for the now abolished seat of Higgins from 2019 to 2022. She revealed in May that she'd been diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer after running for the seat of Chisholm in the 2025 federal election. Dr. Allen had been vocal in her support of LGBTIQ plus rights, and she crossed the floor to side with Labor in 2022 to support broader protections for all LGBTIQ plus students. A statement on social media from Coalition leader Susan Lee says she's deeply saddened, and she described Dr. Allen as a trailblazer in every sense. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Dr. Allen dedicated her life to making Australia a better place. Overseas now, and Russia has fired more than 650 drones and 36 missiles in 13 regions of Ukraine in a large-scale attack, killing at least 3 people, including a 4-year-old child. This woman in Kyiv describes one blast on her apartment block.
I was sitting in my apartment. I heard the drone flying and it was already flying close. I immediately realised what it was and I saw a glow. I thought it had flown into our apartment. My daughter was blown out into the corridor by a blast wave. I looked around. What can I say here?
It's the 9th large-scale Russian attack on Ukraine's energy system this year. Acting Energy Minister Artem Nekrasov says it's left multiple regions in the West without power and emergency power outages are in place across the country. Ukrainian and European officials have complained that Vladimir Putin is not sincerely engaging with US-led peace efforts. To sport now, and in cricket, Pat Cummins will miss the remaining tests of the Ashes series in Melbourne and Sydney due to back stress issues. Coach Andrew McDonald has confirmed the 32-year-old won't play any part in the rest of the series after a successful return to the test in Adelaide with a 6-wicket cameo win. The Australian captain already missed the first two tests in Brisbane and Perth. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.